All right, we're back. Barry O'Brien, Lisa McEwen inside West Palm Beach. I've got a guy here with me now, John Rennie. We had him on the show before, and John's going to be joining us every once in a while on the show and giving us some insight. John is the coordinator of undergraduate programs at FAU in urban planning, which, I mean, to me, to a guy who worked in the radio business and real estate, it's like, this is like a little bit foreign to me. But we just got out of kids getting out of school, graduating, and John wanted to fill us in a little bit about the career of urban planning and why, if you're looking at going to school, that maybe majoring in urban planning might be something that you could actually make some money at.
Yeah, well, thank you, Barry. You know, there's a shortage of urban planners here in South Florida. I'm an associate professor in the School of Urban Regional Planning, and I get emails, multiple emails every week from government agencies and private consulting firms looking to hire students. And we have a deadline coming up on July 1st for the fall 2017 semester. So for your listeners who are considering a career change, it's a great opportunity for them to consider going back for completing their bachelor's degree in urban planning. We have a bachelor's in urban design or a master's in urban and regional planning. And you don't have to have any background in urban planning in order to enroll in our master's program.
Kind of like maybe as long if you've got a passion in it and an understanding of it. I figured since we're talking about urban, we're doing this in an urban setting. So if it sounds like we're in a coffee shop, it's because we're in a coffee shop in downtown West Palm Beach. So tell us about what courses do you take if you're in this? It's got to be completely different than when I went to school. Completely different.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's start out a little bit discussing what an urban planner does, because I think a lot of people don't quite understand what urban planners do. It's a multifaceted, interdisciplinary degree that, if you're interested or passionate in the environment or in making cities more efficient or in economic development or in helping to figure out how to solve traffic problems, then a career in urban planning is for you. Students come in and we are the only accredited program in South Florida by the Planning Accreditation Board, which is a part of the American Planning Association. So you come to our program. We offer our classes in the evenings so students can work full time and still pursue their master's degree. And we offer, we have to offer certain classes that fit in with the accreditation. So there's classes on history of planning, classes on how to analyze the environment. We have, classes on understanding transportation systems, housing, you name it, environmental, geographic information systems. We just have a whole bunch of different classes that give students a great foundation in the profession. And then we also, most of our students work part-time or full-time. They get paid very well while they're going to school. And, they get trained in the field while they're getting their degree.
All right, so now, if this has piqued your interest, we're talking to John Rennie from Florida Atlantic University, talking about urban planning. You've got another month that I guess you can apply for it. What do you do? You must have a website. You must have a place you can go, a number to call.
Yeah, just go to planning.fau.edu, and you will find a bunch of information about our degree programs and how to apply. Look at our professors. Contact me. You can reach me at jrennie@fau.edu.
R-E-N-N-E, John Rennie.
Yep, and you can set up an appointment. You can come in, meet with our faculty. We're very interested in discussing with students their career options. The key thing to remember is that we need employees to fill these positions, and we are training this high demand profession right now for a career that's very rewarding and making a positive difference in the world.
I'll tell you, that's a big thing these days. You see a lot of things about, people are getting degrees and they can't get jobs. Here's one where it sounds like you can go in, have a little bit of fun, and actually get a job when you get out. John Rennie from Florida Atlantic University, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm Barry O'Brien with Lisa McEwen, and you're inside West Palm Beach on News Talk 850 WFTL.